Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 19, Friday, 2020, day 171. Today's topic, Holy Spirit speaks, Holy Spirit sends, Holy Spirit feels. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 135, verses 15 to 21, 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 21, verse 29, Acts chapter 12, verses 24 to chapter 13, verse 15, Proverbs 17, verse 16. Today's main passage, Acts 13, verses 1 to 12. Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of the sun." Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is Holy Spirit speaks, Holy Spirit sends, Holy Spirit fills. In just 12 verses, today's passage on Acts gives us to see so vividly the three steps of the work of the Holy Spirit in the early church. Step one, Holy Spirit speaks. Holy Spirit speaks to some of those who have the gift of prophecy to give direction. Step two, Holy Spirit sends. Those who receive the direction of the Holy Spirit will respond and act so as to send some people to start new ministries. Step three, Holy Spirit fills. Those who are being sent will be filled with the Holy Spirit and being anointed by the Holy Spirit to exercise the promise of Jesus to have the authority to heal, free, and save. There will be signs and wonders happening after these three steps, and many will become believers. How can you prepare yourself to be used by the Lord using these three steps to extend God's kingdom and to glorify God's mighty name? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to prepare ourselves to be used by you using these three steps to extend your kingdom and to glorify your mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be used by the Lord to experience these three steps continuously? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.